Torero with your weekly dose of degenerate day game debauchery. As ever, this is the Tom Torero podcast, episode 138, I do believe. An explosion of filth coming once again in your ears, wherever you are. Can you hear that sound? The sound of angels. Hark! This podcast is about the purity fantasy. We shall be diving into why men have the purity fantasy and how it affects their day game and wider world views. It can fuck you up good and proper. I'm in Singapore. You might hear the sound of rain or thunder outside. It's quite hot and humid as ever and stormy. So I'm missing the grey cold skies of Great Britain. But I was here for an event. I taught a guy briefly, and then I'm back to the UK to sort my van. I'm a man with a van and no plan. As I say, the black sheep bandit will be coming your way. And I want to be back in Great Britain for the start of the Euro day game season, really. I'm usually out and about by March into Middle Europe, so that's the plan. But I've also been sorting out my dodgy knee. Cheers for the guys that have emailed me or messaged me asking how my knee is, giving me advice, asking if they can help in any way. The MRI, just briefly, because most of you won't give a shit, but the MRI showed two tears, one major tear, and the guy in Britain, the consultant, said I should have an operation on it to remove that part. But a guy here, I had a second opinion. I bought the MRI disc with me here to Singapore, and a much more experienced consultant, you could say, been in the game for years and years and years and treats athletes here, said to leave it. So it affects day game because I'm hobbling around. It affects the van because it makes it difficult to travel. And if I have an operation, it's, you know, 4 to 6 weeks rehab. So anyway, moaning over, but that's the news from Tom Torero. What else has been going on? Yeah, I've been living in a shopping mall, above a shopping mall, and I've not really gone outside because I'm not a fan of getting hot and sweaty. And there's just not enough time on this trip. And I made a video about mall day game, all the shopping centres I've day gamed in around the world and taught boot camps in, and why it's a vapid kind of shallow existence, but it's very good, undeniably, for picking up girls, especially if you want volume and you want to practice and you haven't got logistics. Watch that video on YouTube where I talk about mall day game. All right, the purity fantasy, something which has been on my mind for the last year, you could say, since I started compiling the Below the Belt book. I've given talks on it before, but because I'm writing this book on the secret society and, you know, the two types of guys, lovers and providers, and all the stories illustrating this. And since I've filmed Stealth Seduction, where two-thirds of the girls on that, you know, they have boyfriends or husbands or they're engaged, I just presumed that other people doing day game didn't have a purity fantasy. For a long time, I thought, well, if you do a lot of day game, if you do a lot of dating, if you pick up girls who do have boyfriends, girls that do have other men in their lives, girls that do have sugar daddies and providers, then you kind of know this stuff and you've made that transition from nice guy to reality, idealism and Disney to how the world really is biologically. But lots and lots and lots of comments you see under videos or emails I get, even very active day gamers, even very active day game coaches or pickup coaches rather, seem to have remnants or a lot of the purity fantasy. And this email from John, I'll just read out a bit of it. A guy called John emailed me this, kicked me up the ass to record this podcast. He said, "Hi Tom, thanks for all the content, blah de blah. I'd love to hear a podcast about the purity fantasy." Well, it's your lucky day, Jonathan. Here you are. This is a topic, he says, that I've been increasingly aware of, and last year I felt my own purity fantasy unravel, causing intense depression for many months. That's called the bitter taste of the red pill, and affecting my view on the world. This is even after day gaming successfully for many years. You see, that's what I said just a moment ago. He goes on, it's a topic that you can hear about and understand in theory, but I think it affects every guy in a big way, so I think a deeper explanation of it would be helpful. Talking about how deeply it can affect guys. Oh, we can go deep today, Jonathan. Very deep, open wide. And how to deal with it, he wants to know. He also says, I think that the term unconditional love could be explored, as I think that's part of the purity fantasy, correct? Perhaps the most shocking part of it, he says, if you believe in unconditional love from women and then realize it's not possible, that can be a brutal reality to accept. We'd love to hear your thoughts. From one black sheep to another, thank you and have an awesome day. I guess you're American, John, with the awesome day phrase. But okay, so this is for you and everybody else that sees women as fragile marble statues, angels, snowflakes. They put them on pedestals, they worship them. You've perhaps seen videos I've made on this in the last 4 years, one called surprise surprise, pedestalizing girls, another one called myth of good and bad girls. That's a detailed video. I'll link all these below or on my blog as well, and a video called shapeshifters, which I shot in Japan, because guys that go to Asia for day game really do have a problem with the purity fantasy, or Southeast Asia Tinder guys, guys that go there and pay bar tabs and think they're seducing hookers. We'll talk about the dangers of Southeast Asia and Japan for the purity fantasy, and it all coming down, really, if you want to know the psychology behind it, to the Madonna whore complex. But I'm not a big fan of psychology. I link everything to biology, so evolutionary psychology. Okay, we'll look at the evolutionary biology of the Madonna whore complex, where you divide girls up. Many guys divide girls up into bitches, porn stars, sluts that they would like to fuck in a nightclub toilet, and the girl next door, the sweet vanilla church conservative good girl who they want to marry and raise children with. It's very, very common binary thinking. Yeah, and you'll read many guys saying things like, I do day game because that's where you find the good girls. So the purity fantasy, I think, affects day gamers a lot more than night gamers, because night gamers have their eyes wide open to the realities of the sexual marketplace and how quickly you can bang. But day gamers, it attracts a certain type of guy, often an intellectual guy who believes in good girls and bad girls. Some guys go even further and say, well, I don't do pickup. I just do social circle game, because you can't meet high quality girls through this pickup sneakiness. You know, this is all manipulation. It's very terrible. And I would I would like to meet girls in wine tasting events and Picasso exhibitions, etc., etc. That's my Oxford voice, by the way. Maybe I should do all podcasts like this. Hello, you're listening to Radio 4. I was raised on Radio 4. My house, my mum and my dad listened to Radio 4 in the background. It's all like this. Good morning. And I used to love the shipping forecast, which if you can't sleep, just put on the World Service and listen to the BBC shipping forecast. It's quite erotic. Right, let's get back to the purity fantasy. Yes, first of all, a guy emailed me after I made that mall video, just to address the question, because in that mall video I said I don't like Asian pickup. And over the years I've said it a few times, and guys go, why don't you like Thailand, or why don't you like Vietnam, or why don't you like whatever, Malaysia, Singapore, Hong Kong, etc. And I say, because I don't want to be one of those expats. I don't want to be one of those English teachers in Asia, washed up, divorced, you know, fat and old, who knows nothing about pickup, but who has very unrealistic, idealistic Disney views. And he might be into hookers. That's the extreme. Less extreme, but more sad, I would say, is he marries a stripper or a hooker and he pays her. Maybe he's got a long-distance relationship and he's raising kids that aren't his. Or down the scale a bit more, you've got guys, young, very good-looking guys, just going over there and smashing loads of Thai girls from Tinder, you know, Thai sixes, Thai sevens. Maybe he's a male eight, male nine from Australia or Canada. And then he says, man, what's with all this pickup stuff? It's not needed. Life is good, man. It's so fucking easy. It's fish in a barrel. Yeah, it's not sharpening your skills at all. You're not going to learn game. You know, I like wrestling with the feisty Russians. Or, you know, a lot of my lays in my first book, Day Game, they were with English girls, right? Shock, horror. You can sleep with North American and British girls and Irish girls, Scottish girls, Welsh girls. They're so fun because it's your language. The banter is there. And I know game is non-verbal, but you've really got to face that. That's when I say the girl is your mirror. You have to test your value and you have to test your game skills when you're getting girls hotter than you by doing it in your city on girls that can read your value very well. Sure, when you're old, maybe you're 60, when you're 70, when you say, okay, I've fucked so many hundreds of girls, I'm just going to go and live on a beach in Thailand or Vietnam. All right, do what you want, you know? And I've said many times, if you're into hookers, but you have really amazing cold approach pickup skills, then whatever, it's not for me. But that's the warning with Asia. I just say, test your game somewhere else. And coming back to this podcast, I'm waffling here. Yeah, why I say be careful in Japan, because when I've been in Japan, I've been there 3 years running, and you see loads of guys, kind of quite nerdy, you could say weedy guys, geeky guys, looking like I did straight out of university, who think, right, I'm going to become an English teacher and I'm going to go to Japan because all the girls are so sweet. They're so quiet. I've seen it on anime. I've seen it in manga, you know. They're so submissive. They wear schoolgirl costumes and I can be their master. They obviously don't shit. They just poop petals, you know, and My Little Ponies and crystals, and they smell so sweet, and they would never have a dirty thought. Bloody, 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 blah. And then I've taught Japanese guys. I'm friends with some Japanese guys. You know, there's a Japanese guy that does a lot of my graphic work, and he laughs. He says, "Man, if you if you were a Japanese guy and you understand Japanese girls and you understand the porn industry and the anime industry and you see what they get up to, which I have in the evenings, or you fucked a lot of Japanese girls like I have, you'll know how down and dirty and filthy and cool and wonderful and fucked up they are, and how human they are, because humans are humans, right?" And guys go, "How do you pick up German girls? How do you pick up Finnish girls? How do you pick, right? Girls are girls. The vagina is the vagina, right? Humans are humans. And Japanese girls might look like they're sweet and submissive and nice, but listen to my Japanese podcast. Watch the pickup on Stealth Seduction, the same day lay of a very shy, very introverted, very quiet, educated, cultured girl. Nah, man, she loves thrash metal and being fucked hard, but she is a sweet, lovely girl. So that's the whole point in this podcast. Both Madonna, both whore. We are both. We are angels and devils, right? Depends who's watching. We'll come back to it. It's only the providers, if you think about it, that care about purity, a female purity, because that's their investment. If they get married, they put all their eggs in one basket, or rather her eggs in their basket, whatever the metaphor is. Sure, they want to keep her like that, and they want to know that they're getting a good deal, because they're investing, you know, all their salary and their property, and they're going to raise kids. Providers really worry. They really worry about purity, and they hate the idea that women have lovers. If you don't know the biology, I'll tell you again and again and again. Read The Evolutionary Biology of Pickup, which is called The Evolution of Desire by Professor David Buss. Or if you find science books a bit dry, then read Sperm Wars by Robin Baker. It'll tell you why women have lovers and providers in different stages of their lives. Men don't have a dual mating strategy. They have a single mating strategy, which is pump and dump. Okay? If she's hot and she's fertile, i.e. young, then you're going to sleep with as many of them as possible. Sure, you raise kids, we're monogamish, we pair bond for a little bit, but then you know, men, you know yourself, right? You know yourself. If you've had a long monogamous relationship, you know about the porn you watch and the girls you text and the little cheeky affairs you have, right? Ask your dad. Ask your granddad, have a few beers with him, and let the truth come out. But yeah, so it's providers we're really lecturing today. Or, you know, the squeaky clean conservative boyfriends who hate the idea that there's a secret society, and they rage against it because they're protecting their investment. Yeah. And where does this purity fantasies still come from in the pickup world? Why do day gamers still have it despite all this knowledge being out there? You know, evolutionary biology being pretty basic. You could have had a cup of tea with Darwin and he would have explained this. It would be better if Richard Dawkins was in the room, but they could explain all this to you in 10 minutes, right? How women work and how men work in terms of reproduction. It's not complicated. But the confusion comes from something called the RK theory. In ecology and biology in the 70s, they used to simply divide up animals into things that were called R-selected, so that's like rodents and insects and bacteria, so not no pair bonding, but just reproduction as fast as you can, versus K-selected species, which for things like elephants and whales, so bonding for life, few offspring, looking after them. So you had this binary division. But pretty quickly, that was given up. Right, it's too simple, it's too binary. It was replaced by something called the life history paradigm. This is all hard science, you can Google it, right? I know you like Googling hard things late at night. This one's safe to check at work. Just Google life history paradigm, or just Google RNK and you'll get the full science behind it. And this showed that RNK was kind of wrong, and really it depends on the environment. The selection pressures, there are many after genetic expression, and therefore it's what I call shape-shifting. Yeah, I've spoken about it many times. I've made a video on it from Japan. I speak about it in my free day game 3.0 seminar on YouTube. It depends on her age, the time in her life, right? Is she late teens? Is she 27 and thinking about babies and pair bonding for a little bit? Or is she over that? Is she a horny MILF once again? It's about a trade-off, you know. It's all about reproductive fitness. It's about the time of the month, what kind of guy she's into, you know, because she has this dual mating strategy. Has she got her eye on the lover, or has she got her eye on the provider? Time of the month, or just the different guy who opens her. Just many situations in her life. You could be in the right place at the right time, same day lay, or you could be at the wrong place, wrong time, and you get suckered into some Thai hooker who's making you pay for her bar tab and her kids, right? No joke. You might be suckered into paying for some Ukrainian gold digger, or you just might be suckered into having your balls chopped off in a relationship that started out as casual sex, and she moves in, she wants some of your resources, she wants your time, she wants your affection, and before you know it, you're like, fuck, oh shit, this has happened again, okay? And they're doing it subconsciously. I know lots of guys are going, yeah, fuck women, fuck this evil scheme, they're after my money, all women are bitches. No. All right, if I was a woman, if maybe I am, if you were a woman, you'd be playing this dual mating strategy. You have to. It's a difficult trade-off for girls. I feel really sorry for them. Not in a white knight kind of way, but they really do have a harder time to cash in their chips at the right time to figure all this stuff out. Whereas guys, honestly, your strategy is learn how to have fast lover sex. Casual fun, be the lover, pump and dump, try and make it win-win, so match her time of the month or the time in her life or the time in her situation, rather than doing the bait and switch run that I talk about in Street Hustle. But anyway, enough of the plugs. Why do guys like virgins? Why are guys, so many guys, obsessed with virgins? You could say, again, providers have this more, naive guys have this more. But there is a biological reason why we're obsessed with younger girls, obviously because they're more fertile. But the virgin thing, the pure thing, some biology might say, okay, STD free, but most biologists would say it's to be sure of paternity, okay? Because men are not sure. Men are not sure. Obviously, in this day of DNA testing, you can be sure. But in human history, in human evolution, that's where this purity thing came from. And an interesting question I had once in a seminar, a guy said, well, if you're saying, Tom, that there is an R and K, if you're saying it's not binary, how come you're teaching guys to be lovers rather than providers? Well, yes, it's a very good question. Women do have a dual mating strategy. All right, so in a woman's life, there are, it is I don't like using the term R&K because it's a misunderstanding of saying humans can be whales at one point and then rodents at another point. Welsh girls can be whales. You know what I mean? Humans can't switch between being bacteria and elephants. We're monogamish. It's a sliding scale. It's fluid. It's shape shifting. But women do have this dual mating strategy. So they are looking in black and white for men who are lovers and men who are providers. But remember, I can teach that to men. But men don't have this to women. It doesn't work the other way around. If she's hot and fertile, you want the bang, okay? Because genetically you want, your body is thinking it wants as many offspring as possible, so you are inseminating as many women as possible. Obviously, this is not conscious. Genes aren't really selfish. Nature doesn't know or care if you're ejaculating inside a condom or inside her. That's a very common misunderstanding. A guy will say, well, if you're such a pickup artist, why don't you have kids? You know, success in biology, Tom, you said, was having lots of kids. No, your body doesn't know or care, but it thinks it's having kids every time you fuck a girl, condom or not, snipped or not, whatever, okay? These are very primal, hardwired things like feeling hungry or like running away from danger. Reproduction ain't gonna change for millions of years, okay? Who else is obsessed with STDs? Well, surprise, surprise, the purity fantasy guys, right? The providers. They're very judgmental. Guys with the purity fantasy will call girls, they'll be obsessed with, you know, saying sluts, girls are dirty, girls are cheap, girls are whore, girls are bitches. And they have this massive cognitive dissonance where they rage against slutty girls, but spend their nights Googling slutty girls to watch on Pornhub. And they're thinking, why can't she be a slut for me? You know, why didn't she bang me? But at the same time, they're after the pure girl next door. Yeah, they try to save girls. They have this white knight thing. They believe, like the email said, in unconditional love, and it leaves them feeling very angry and bitter. Because if you hold unrealistic biological views of the world, when you see reality, when it slaps you in the face, when a girl might cheat on you, or you might see a girl fucking your friend behind the bike sheds, you get so angry because your view of the world doesn't match up to how biology really is. So binary thinking, black and white thinking, it's a bad idea, all right, when it comes to the world. And guys with purity fantasies, provider kind of guys, they often have black and white binary views for everything. So you might find them having very strong opinions on this person or this team or whatever, this country. They say, this is all good, this is all bad. This type of music is good, this type of music is bad. I hate this food, right? I love this food, whatever. Binary thinking. So we've got to get over it. If you're a day gamer, I'll tell you how to get over it and why to get over it. Interestingly, for my van idea, the most common question I've had, obviously, so far is, oh, good girls won't bang you in a van, or only the cheap sluts will come back to your van, Tom. Well, when Craig and I were doing the experiment driving a van around Canada, the first pull back to the van I had, I didn't bang her, but I came very close, and it was the first time she'd been out of her country. She was a Saudi Arabian virgin. She'd just come over to visit her sister, very, very conservative, but after the date, which was alcohol, she wanted to drink alcohol. She wanted to see the van. She couldn't wait. Girls love the idea of adventure, yeah, of naughtiness. We also banged a girl from a strip club in that van, which is on Stealth Seduction. But so you see, girls can be both, right? Different times in their lives, different times of the months, whatever. And it's a balancing act for a girl. I've said many times about a girl's fashion. I point this out to students, that notice how women have to find the balance between looking not too bad and not too good, because she has to attract both. She can't look too slutty because she's protecting her SMV. But she can't look too squeaky clean, or the lovers wouldn't come, all right? So it's a balancing act in her fashion. Look at a girl's Instagram and see how she tries to attract both. You see comments a lot about game only working on broken girls, or, you know, only broken girls would fall for pimp methods. I always use the example, as many other guys do, of Charles Manson's harem, you know, his girls in the Manson family. girls that were, I'm not saying become a pimp, by the way, or become Charles Manson, but I'm saying good girls, the squeaky girls, the church girls, the girls that come from families where there's, you know, very stable mother and father. Many of those girls were attracted to Charles Manson. Many of those women write love letters to violent men in prison. And this really upsets nice guys, good guys. They just don't understand it. Why would the girl next door prefer Charles Manson to them? Because they're squeaky clean and they're white knights and they try and save these women. They don't get it. Again, you got to open your eyes, okay? And how do you open your eyes? You do a lot of cold approach pickup. I would say get a lot of notches. This opens your eyes. You shouldn't be on forums. You shouldn't just be reading theory. Get real world experience, which I have. I've dated the full spectrum. I've slept with the full spectrum. Hundreds of girls from, you know, late teens to MILFs to rebels to doctors, lawyers, a surgeon, bimbo, quote unquote, hairdressers, models, goths, hipsters, shy girls, virgins, library girls, party girls, etc., etc., etc. And recently, my trip to the UAE, to Abu Dhabi and Oman, that really opened my eyes. Dating Turkish girls has opened my eyes, and being in Turkey has opened my eyes. But really, that trip, I think the post is called Beneath the Veil. Or under the veil. That opened my eyes because, yeah, the more you try and suppress something, I call it the pressure cooker effect, the more it simmers and then explodes. And boy, do we like an explosion. So underneath the hijab, oh my God, what goes on in Dubai and Abu Dhabi and Istanbul, you wouldn't believe. It's quite cool seeing girls with hijab smoking and drinking a beer in these kind of secret bars. And one of the girls I dated, she was quite young, legal age obviously, and she didn't wear a hijab, and I said, oh, what are you gonna wear one? And interestingly, she said, not yet. She said, of course I will, when eventually I get married, I'll put one on, you know, and then play the role of the good girl. What's the number one type of surgery in the Middle East and countries like that? It's hymen reconstruction, for those guys that have the purity fantasy, right? Another example is a girl, a very wild Turkish girl. She was beautiful when I dated her in London. And now, you know, 5-6 years on, whatever, I see photos of her. She's all in black. She's got the full covering. She's with her husband. She's visiting holy sites. And does he know about what she did in London? Probably not. Does he want to know? Probably not, because it would make him mad. So once again, it's secret society, and my new book will be full of it. But let's finish with keeping it practical, because the Tom Terrero podcast is not scientific mental masturbation. That's why I say get off blogs and forums, get out there in the real world. So why is the purity fantasy dangerous? What can you do about it? Well, ultimately, it fucks up your outer game technique, all right? Because you're if you have the purity fantasy, you believe in R and K, you know, you're looking for certain types of girls, you're treating sex differently, you're escalating differently depending on the girl or the country that you're in, and you're confusing girls. This is what I did in the beginning of my day game. I talk about it in Day Game 3.0 when I was doing Nice Guy Day Game, going on a lot of dates, probably more dates than I go on now, loads of coffee dates. And girls, you could see they were confused, because pickup is inherently rebellious. Pickup is inherently bad boy. Jumping in front of a girl or going direct, hey, you look really nice with tiger eyes, that's lover, right? This is not a church Bible study. She knows from that first moment. And then you date her and you do it in the slow romantic way. You do dinner and you go bowling and you talk about what an upstanding guy you are and your political views. She's like, what the fuck is this, right? You can't be a pickup artist as a conservative romantic guy, right? It's an oxymoron, right? And that confuses girls. So then she puts you on the back burner. She slows things down. I've said many times, it's harder to fuck a girl in auditioning to be the boyfriend. I think 60 User Challenge used to say this. It's much easier just to be her lover rather than auditioning for the boyfriend role. And ultimately, why not be a guy with a purity fantasy? Because you'll be angry. You'll be one of those judgmental guys on the internet. You'll turn into a kind of a PUA hater, a woman hater, a world hater. You'll rage on your blog or on forums. You'll start a forum against pickup artists because they're so evil and they're taking all the girls and corrupting them. And it will lead to a lot more black and white thinking. because if you think about girls like this, I'm sure you think about the world like this and people like this. It'll make you very bitter. It will eat away at you. Whereas acceptance, this sounds like I'm the Dalai Lama, acceptance of human nature will make you zen and calm. It really will. Okay? And how to deal with it? I've said, do more day game, get more notches, destroy this binary world view. Realize that your strategy that you're trying now, the nice guy, slow dating thing, doesn't work. So have fast sex first and then decide if you want to see her again, if she's cool, have an open relationship. Do what you want after you've smashed her loads of times. It's ultimately easier anyway because she'll stick around, all right? No, that doesn't work on the high-quality girls. They need connection. No, my friend, they need a hard banging, and she'll be back. She'll be knocking on your door. What else? What I said last week, this is good. What I said last week, do that thing where you go to a place, sit down, look at girls, and imagine them all having orgasms. Imagine their sex noises. Imagine their orgasm face. Imagine her watching porn. Yeah, imagine her naughty secrets when nobody's watching. Imagine all the places she's had sex. And yeah, you can tell if you've got the purity fantasy, because right then when I said all that, you bristled. You went, oh God, that's so disgusting. I don't want to imagine her. She doesn't poop. She doesn't come. She doesn't have sex in cars. Oh God, that's wrong. Yeah, if you're full of jealousy as well, that's another sign that you got the purity fantasy. Read My Secret Garden, watch Nymphomaniac, read Sperm Wars. I've said again and again and again, I'm trying to open your eyes. Ultimately, do day game. But if you can't, if you're a 17-year-old kid listening to this, or you're trapped in the middle of nowhere in Alaska, for now, read up on all these things, okay? Watch a bit of porn before you go out. I've said and do day game. Don't climax. But have these ideas in your head that women are horny. Women do have fast sex with lovers, okay? Get into naughty things in the bedroom. So don't treat her like a fragile marble statue. Again, the irony is that if you give her that fast lover dirty sex, she'll be back for more. She'll worship you more. So I've said in a recent post, I don't talk about pimp game a lot. I called it adoration game in that post, where you really have a girl locked into your life. She can't get enough of you. She comes around all the time to come. She texts you all the time. She dreams about you. She buys you things. She gives up her whole life. She flies halfway around the world to be with you. I've done it a few times accidentally, but I don't recommend it because it's fucking up a girl's life, right? And I've said to a few girls I've dated, look, just find a guy who wants a family and wants babies, and he's stable and he goes to church and he's got money. That's fine. You're 27, go for it, but don't do it with Tom Torero. And it's the guys with purity fantasies, interestingly, that always email me about how can I really get her? How can I keep her? How can I make her mine? And that sentence, what did I say about jealousy? Yeah, what did I say about purity? The guy thinking, you know, she can only have had one or two sexual partners, not more. That tells you they have the purity fantasy. So it's really those guys that shouldn't be thinking about keeping girls forever. Go out, relax, all right? Be non-judgmental. They will come. Build it and they will come, in the sense of give them a fun time. Be the black sheep bandit. Be the guy who comes and goes in the night, right? And ironically, you'll have girls bashing on your door for more. Anyway, I think we've gone over time. I shall love you in a non-erotic way, and I will leave you. That was podcast 138. The next one will be back, I think, in the UK. But for now, keep licking the lid of life, grabbing life by the horns. Ta-da.